You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Oh, looking forward to this conversation. We've been doing this show, what, seven years, and we've never showcased them. And some important work they're doing in this community, mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to it. We're joined this morning by Carolyn Salvador. She's the executive director with Enduring Hearts. Carolyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Todd, for having me. Thank you, Carol. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to have you, Carolyn. I do appreciate you making time to join us. Before we get into our conversation, inform the audience a bit about Enduring Hearts. What's your mission and purpose?
So Enduring Hearts is a national charity. It was actually founded here in Metro Atlanta out of what I'll call an unmet need from our founders, a young family that was on a family vacation at Disney, and their youngest daughter started having a shortness of breath and was rushed to the hospital only to discover that she was in heart failure.
Oh my gosh.
So if you imagine a family vacation turned upside down and they rushed her back to the Atlanta area, the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, wonderful hospital. And they were told that she was in heart failure and the only chance for survival was to have a heart transplant.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, as a parent, my gosh, your world is flipped upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, a heart transplant. Okay, let me wrap my brain around that. And once they did, they said, okay, she's going to get this heart transplant and then she'll be cured. And what sadly they found out was that a transplant really is not a cure. It's more of what we call almost a bridge to life.
Mm-hmm.
And that on average, a transplant lasts around 12 years.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and they're not good years either. So the Gans, being entrepreneurial, said, you know, okay, we're going to try to fix this problem, but surely there's someone else out there that's really funding this to make a transplant last a lifetime. And what they discovered was there really wasn't. There was a lot of organizations out there dedicated to heart. We know some of them, wonderful organizations, but they're more focused on adult heart,
mm-hmm.
women's heart, heart health. Their focus for children is more on childhood obesity, reducing sugar, mm-hmm. physical activity. So they said, you know what, we're going to fix this. And so they started Enduring Hearts 5 years ago to fund innovative pediatric heart transplant research. Our mission is to really make the transplant last forever. And since inception, we have funded over $3 million in really almost 4 short years, about 28 different research studies across North America.
Wow.
And so we're making progress. We're very excited, but there's a lot of work to be done. And we really want to fund research that's going to save the lives for children who are here today.
Mm.
Yeah. So I guess I'm curious, how do you pick which projects to fund? Or is there, I'm assuming there's an application process that they apply to you and a whole, you know, grant process? Talk us through that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. I certainly do not pick those grants. I am not a doctor, although I feel like one after working with the organization for about a year and a half, and mm-hmm. I watched a lot of House, but that does not count. We have this amazing scientific advisory committee, which is comprised of the top cardiologists, pediatric cardiologists, and immunologists from across the country. They actually help curate our research.
Ah.
Yes. And so part of my role is to go out and meet with researchers at different conferences and make sure they're aware of Enduring Hearts, since we're a relatively young organization, mm-hmm. and let them know that we have a direct grant application so they can submit them directly to us. We have very targeted research areas, and those are around transplant longevity.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that a lot of people, I'm sure, don't know is that the number one problem with the reason why a heart transplant doesn't last forever, it's because of organ rejection.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about it, anytime we put something foreign in our body's natural defense is to try to kind of attack it, right? And so that's the same thing with a transplanted organ, whether it's a heart or a liver. You put it in there, your body, these children are given really harsh immunosuppressants to stop their body from fighting it. But it's organ rejection, and
right.
that's the problem. So a lot of our research is targeted around detecting early rejection,
mm-hmm.
Figuring out less invasive ways to detect rejection. And that's a really big thing for kids, because right now the gold standard is a heart biopsy. And for young children, because most get their transplants around age one.
Wow.
The first year, those little babies have to go through up to 12 heart biopsies in the first year. And then they get them even, you know, less frequently, but they get them every single year at a minimum, sometimes multiple times. And every time they go in, they take a piece of the heart and they damage it. Mm-hmm. So one of the pieces that we look for in our research proposals are they developing innovative ways to detect rejection? And that's been really kind of an emerging mm-hmm. trend of using really interesting things, biomarkers and ways that we can detect other different modalities like echocardiographs and mm-hmm. things that we can put together a better picture of what's happening in the body. Because what we know is the earlier that we can detect it, the better we can treat it and the outcomes will improve for children. So we have a scientific advisory committee that helps to curate that. We also partner with American Heart Association. Mm-hmm. So they don't focus a lot on pediatric transplantation in terms of their research. But because of our partnership, we're actually driving research and we're kind of walking hand in hand, leveraging some of their funding to do that. And then we are a member of the International Society of Heart and Lung Transplantation, and we have a named award. So we're getting out there in the communities where the researchers are trying to kind of wave our arms in the air and say, we fund research and we want to solve this problem.
Amazing work. All right. Carolyn, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ty Pennington. So much of what makes a Right Choice home energy efficient is what you can't see. It's all about the details behind the wall construction. Right Choice homes from Jackson EMC are planned and inspected several times throughout the building process to guarantee they're energy efficient and comfortable. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
All right. And we're back with Carolyn Salvador, executive director with Enduring Hearts. All right. So I'm still thinking a lot about that comment you made at the top half of the show that your typical transplant may on average last 12 years. I didn't know that. And that kind of freaks me out. So listening to you talk about all these things that you're trying to do in terms of early detection of rejections and all those types of things, what's the report card? Are we making progress? Are we seeing markers to say, okay, there is opportunity here to have positive impacts? And then I guess I want to ask, where does it go from here? Is there a day when we're going to be able to 3D print a heart for someone? Walk us through how we're doing. Is there hope that we're making good progress, that we can do some real good? And then what's the future?
Absolutely. And there is progress. That's the exciting thing. And it can be there's so many different levels and complexity, as you'd imagine, about heart transplantation. Just being able to identify the mechanism of rejection. Why does our body do it? And there's different types of rejections. And without getting into, you know, the medical weeds here, one of the more insidious types that researchers don't know, doctors don't know, it's called CAV. And one of our Enduring Hearts funded mm-hmm. projects actually just completed a manuscript where they are making headway in identifying it, and they're able to understand what's happening in the body to cause it. That then will cause a chain reaction of other research that's going to be able to answer the questions. Down the road, 3D printing, yeah, for hearts, that's happening. You know, there was a baboon and pig heart that were transplanted. So a pig heart was transplanted into a baboon and lived for many, many, you know, weeks. You know, we talk about that, the availability of organs for transplantation. So let's think about that for a moment, because for a child to get a little baby to get a heart transplant, you know, where do they get it from? We talk about the transplant, but a lot of times we don't really talk about the impact that the donor mm-hmm. has. And, you know, I'm a mom, and I will say the thought really never crossed my mind when I had young children that if I were faced with it, they would be organ donors. But that's really important conversation that families need to have before they're faced with that situation. The availability of donors. Children die on the waiting list.
Right.
For every organ, but children die and hearts are scarce. They're not like other organs. They can't regenerate. You can't get a living donor. And for a child right now with a heart transplant lasting on average of 12 years, they're looking at the ability to have a longer life into adulthood that they would need a retransplant.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about the multiplier effect of if we can edge that needle from 12 years to 15 years or 15 years to 20 years, that just increases exponentially the availability of hearts. So, you know, our goal mm-hmm. our goal is far reaching, and the research that we're doing, We focus on pediatric because, as I alluded to earlier about the really harsh immunosuppressants, those can cause all kinds of other disorders and diseases that impact children. We know that the brain, the first 4 years, 80% of the brain is developed. And so when they're on these really toxic drugs that are almost akin to chemo, that they do all kinds of damage on the body. If we can get better drugs, if we can help these children and help that heart last longer, we're going to have a bigger impact. We're going to help children have healthier and happier lives. And that's our goal. And the research that we do, because it's focused on children and children are so pure, they're not, they don't have all these other confounding things that maybe they don't drink, they don't smoke, they don't have heart disease, they don't have high cholesterol. The research translates to adults.
Right.
But adult research doesn't necessarily translate to children.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. The romantic emotional sap in me is thinking about that movie Return to Me. So
I don't know that one.
Oh, off the top of that, it's the Minnie Driver and David Duchovny. Oh, it's
great.
I've seen
it. Can't believe it.
Of all people.
No, I don't know that. Okay. I'll tell you the story post show.
But what can, look, when my parents became aged, we began to have the discussion about being an organ donor. I talked to my wife and I have talked about what we should do on that front. I have never even thought to talk about that from my children. So what should families today do? Is there anything that we can do to be proactive and making more people aware that there's potential heart should there a tragedy occur? I mean, what can we do to improve that scenario on transplant availability?
Well, I think first and foremost, you know, the transplant can't happen without an organ donor. So I think families need to have, you know, husband and wives, parents need to have honest conversations about what would you do? Because you don't know how you're going to act in that moment. And it's the worst moment that any parent can go to. But, you know, having conversations when everything is good probably would help. A lot of people, I think there was a survey I read, and don't quote me on this exactly, but it was something like, you know, 80% of people support organ donation, but only like half of the people are actually registered organ donors.
Right.
You know, pull the trigger, become an organ donor. And understand and don't have false misconceptions about it, because a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, they're just going to keep me plugged in and harvest my organs. I don't have a chance. That's not what that's about.
No.
That's not at all. So become an informed organ donor.
Right.
That is certainly it. You know, support research because research saves lives. And medicines are here today. Things happen because of research dollars. And I can say that these children are in a race against time. They're in a race against mortality. And, you know, no one else is driving this. And for parents, that's terrifying. And if you're an adult and you have a heart transplant at age 70 and you get 12 more years,
That's a pretty big win.
Right. If you're one, that's not great outcome for children. And we really want to see these children grow into adulthood and have great long lives.
Right. So how can people help and get involved?
Look, donations are wonderful. You know, so I would ask, you know, if you, you know, are considering an end of year or, you know, at some point in the year donation, please go to donateheart.org, or you can check us out at enduringhearts.org. If you want to volunteer, we have some great events. We are always looking for volunteers. In fact, February 15th at the Stave Room in Atlanta, if you like bourbon, we say that saving lives is whiskey business.
Yeah, I love it.
So, you know, please consider supporting our bourbon gala. You can go to ehbourbongala.org. And I will say this is not your stuffy gala, probably because there's a lot of bourbon served, but it is, we have 11 plus high end bourbons. We are auctioning the full line of Pappy Van Winkle bourbons.
Nice.
There, if you're not a brown liquor drinker, there are plenty of premium wines. There's a wine wall. There's amazing live and silent auction items, craft cocktails, Southern cuisine. We've got entertainment. We've got some, you know, stars coming. We've got, Chase Rice, country music star that's coming. We're hoping we can get him on stage because he's friends with a lot of people. So it's a really, really fun time. So support us there. If you're interested in volunteering, you can go to info@enduringhearts.org. Shoot me an email and we'll get you plugged in on all the different ways that you can help.
Outstanding. All right. Well, I guess I don't need to ask the question on how to learn to do more to benefit this great organization. Carolyn just summed it all very nicely. So, Carolyn, thanks again for being with us on the show. Appreciate your important work. Good luck on this continuing battle.
Thank you so very much, Todd and Carol.
Absolutely.
That's Carolyn Salvador, the Executive Director with Enduring Hearts. All right, well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.